You guys, today's show is brought to you by our great friends at GenuCell, who, by the way, are having a New Year's clearance. I have a letter with very large type.
That's so helpful.
Oh my God, I know. Right? I love it. I actually love it. This is from Karen Dedrick, and she wrote this back in early November. And I'm just now getting to it because we get so many emails from so many people who love all the things. And she said, I just ordered the most popular GenuCell package. That's the one, by the way, that you get 60% off of. She said, I was excited with the already discounted price of 60%. When I went to checkout, I received another discount by using the magic word. I am turning 67 in January. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm excited at the prospect that by January, I may only look 65. Thank you, chicks, for being a light in the dark from Karen Dedrick. I love that message.
Karen. Yeah. And I got to tell you, too, you can get 60% off the most popular package. I've been actually using the Instant Effects on my eyes because I have not been getting a lot of sleep lately. That stuff is bomb. Okay. Yeah. It feels like menthol. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Super cool. It's like really, really cold. It feels amazing. And it like wakes you up. It's like coffee for your face. Okay.
It is like coffee for your face.
Right. It's coffee for your face, y'all.
Anyway, all you have to do to get yours is go to lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/chicks. And you'll automatically get free priority shipping. So make sure to use our code. Make sure to go to lovegenucel.com/chicks. All right. I do have Biden apparently had some sort of meat meeting yesterday. He was having a meeting about meat. And he's planning, you guys, on spending $1 billion to attack meat prices. He is going to
put them up. Put them up.
He's going to go after those meat.
He's going to fight meat. He's going to fight meat, you guys. That's what he's going to do. Oh, my God. This president. Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know. You know, anything that the government does to fight something and just involves writing checks, like here.
Right.
Uh-huh. Use this money and stop making prices so high. I mean, it's a pointless plan. Right. But this video that I have of him is him, like, apparently finding out just willy-nilly. He's telling the story of what it was like to find out that meat costs more right now. Oh. He's so embarrassing. So watch this.
In my kitchen yesterday, and there's a sunroom off the kitchen, and my wife was there with her sister and a good friend named Marianne, and she was saying, do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat? $5?
Oh.
Well, this is partly, you know, the pound of beef today costs $5 compared to less than $4 before the pandemic.
Oh, wow. Marianne just told him yesterday. He's just now finding this out. Thanks, Marianne, for letting our president know that meat is more expensive. Marianne probably should become the meat czar, don't you think? Since she's so knowledgeable about meat prices. Congratulations.
And he's like, president. You know, and it was in the sunroom. Like, so yeah. In case that, don't miss that important tidbit that they were in their sunroom.
In the sunroom. Yeah, did you guys know they had a sunroom? Yeah, that's, thank God for Marianne in the sunroom. It's like we're listening to them talk about a Clue game. It's so stupid. Okay.
And then you notice how he says, you know, it's $5 an hour, it's a dollar more, or whatever it was that he said, than it was before the pandemic, as if it's COVID's personal fault that meat prices are up. And it has nothing to do with anything that Joe Biden has done to mess up the market.
It's the virus. It's the virus's fault. And listen, I thought he was going to actually kill the virus. What was it? What did he say? I can never
remember. Shut it down.
He was going to shut it down. I thought he was going to shut that down. So why hasn't he shut that down? Which in turn would make it so meat prices were back to normal, right? Didn't he say he was going to do that?
He makes a lot of promises.
He does.
He's promising.
He sure does. Yeah.
Oh my God. Also, I have a video from, what's that Representative Jayapal's first name? I forget.
I don't know. It's hard enough for me to remember Jayapal.
Yeah, but you know who I'm talking about.
I totally know. I do. She's very, very annoying. Extremely irritating.
Well, and so you probably heard, I mean, big tech, everybody knows that big tech is silencing conservatives in particular, left and right. I mean, it's out of control. We talked about this yesterday with the whole Joe Rogan, Dr. Malone podcast.
I wouldn't even consider him right wing. I would just consider him, he's a doctor. He's one of the people who invented mRNA. He's a scientist. He's a doctor. He's a voice of reason. He's just another voice out there that wants to be heard, and they're shutting him down, period. He's just, you know what he is? He's a dissenter is what he is.
Yeah, you can't have that.
You can't dissent from the narrative. Mm-hmm. And so that's what he is. And so they're shutting him down, which should be terrifying to everybody. Everybody.
Well, it should be. And of course, they also, Twitter also permanently suspended, what's her name? Marjorie Taylor Greene over the weekend. And so that's what Jayapal is being asked about. And her answer, it's like she doesn't even hear what a complete commie she actually is. She's saying things out loud like that people should be like, holy shit, I can't believe she's saying that. And she's just saying them. So that is what you are about to hear.
It's no secret that our social media companies have been part of their algorithms promoting disinformation. And I think that these steps are important, but frankly, a little too little and a little too late. The reality is it's not just Marjorie Taylor Greene. All over Twitter, social media, Facebook, all of these companies have been using algorithms that are just about clickbait, not about truth. And so if we are going to take on the disinformation that's out there, the big lie, and everything else that goes with it, then yes, this is a part of it, but it's got to be much, much more. That said, I think it's just as well that we take one voice, you know, that is deliberately spreading disinformation out of the mix as much as possible. That's certainly a good thing.
Okay, that's great. So she's just openly and blatantly saying that she believes in communism. Okay, so that's neat. So who decides what is the truth and what is the big lie? Who decides?
Well, that of course is the question. Who gets to decide?
It's her. So it's her and her friends. It's her. This is insanity. It's insane what we're listening to right now and what Democrats are willing to. Some of the stuff that I saw written on Twitter yesterday, because, you know, I hate that place. To me, you know how I believe I hate it. It's the 13th circle of hell. But I went out there after I watched the Joe Rogan interview with the doctor yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, I watched and listened to as much of it as I possibly could yesterday. And he's so calm and so collected and so rational.
Credible.
Yeah. Yeah. And so rational. And you just, you know, I just wanted to hear what he had to say. And you go out and you look at the comments on Twitter and the people who just are so vicious and wanting to shut this guy down for speaking rationally and giving facts and data. I mean, it's like, God forbid you want to put data out to the masses now, or you want to just, you know, give statistics to people, because you can't do that. We can't have people hearing data and statistics and facts anymore, because that would get in the way of the narrative. That would get mm-hmm. in the way of what they believe is the truth, which is not the truth. I mean, it's just let people, the thing that really struck me with him, that the biggest thing with him was, there's two things. One is, he is not being backed by anybody financially. The second thing is he believes wholeheartedly. And this is what a good doctor, a good scientist should believe, is that he wants people to get the information, get all the facts, and then decide for yourself. And as a parent, you should be teaching that to your kids. You should be like, okay, learn to think critically. Here's all the information. Here's a big bucket of information. Look at it, you know, digest it, and then decide for yourself what you think. We should all be doing that. We should all
Scientific debate is, it has to be something that continues to happen. Right. If it doesn't, I mean, we're already losing faith and trust in our government agencies and our health agencies. Like, my trust in these, in the CDC drops every single day, all the reasons. I mean, yesterday the big news from the CDC was we're gonna maybe revise the most recent guidelines in response to public pressure. And I'm like, well, if science changes because the public doesn't like it, then it's not science.
Right.
And you need to stop pretending that it's science. I mean, this is just, it's insane. And
we
already
know it's not. Yeah. It's there are a lot of us out here that are like, we already know it's not science. It's like,
we're just going to stop listening, which is bad because at some point, all the Peter crying wolf, at some point, there's going to be a real wolf and no one will be able to rally the people to do the right thing or to do the appropriate thing for that particular wolf. And so they're putting everybody in like a really dangerous position. I mean, it's so scary. So scary what's happening, you guys.
It is scary. And that's what he was trying to say. That's precisely what he's trying to say to people. And everybody's like, he's a kook. He's crazy. He's a conspiracy guy. Shut up. And it's like, oh my God, if you would just listen to the guy. Wow.
Yeah. I have an email from Amanda from Northern Indiana. And I feel like the way, because the way that she begins her email is to say, hey, chicks, hey. And I really feel like she's saying, hey. I just don't know why I do, but I do feel like that's how she's saying it. Amanda, you have to correct me if I'm wrong. But she says, hey, chicks, hey.
Hey.
I want to rave about MyPillow bath sheet towels. First, a little backstory. I grew up in a household of five, and we all had to share a bathroom. And to move things along, you would shower, wrap up in a towel, run to your bedroom. As I got older, the towels we had were not long enough to cover everything. So my mom came across these multiple color giant towels that covered everything shoulder to knees. Tacky as that may seem, I have used them ever since. This girl loves her towel coverage. And here comes the MyPillow bath sheet. I'm so happy that you ladies recommended the XL towels because I couldn't find them anywhere. And they are so soft and come in all the colors. Woo! And they are a complete dream. I recommend them as a gift for your high school and your college daughters and anyone with curves. I love you ladies and watch every day. I feel like one of your daughters just hanging out, talking and drinking tea or whiskey. Much love, your chiclet, Miss Amanda from Northern Indiana. And I
love
like,
it.
There's a part of me that's like, oh man, we're old enough for people to watch and be like, I feel like your daughter.
I love it though. I love it. And I love that she called herself a chiclet. My daughter, who is 11, when I was pregnant with her, we had like the shower and everything. She was the original chiclet. So I love that there are other chiclets out there. We want all the chiclets.
All of them.
Yes, that's fantastic.
And
I love
she's
it.
Right.
I love that story.
The bath sheets, you guys, are like just stupid big. I mean, they're so crazy big and awesome.
They're awesome.
And
they,
and I'm short, but I still love mine. Like that's the one that I always pick is the bath sheet. Because it's just absolutely gigantic. And they're so thirsty and scrubby, but soft all at the same time.
Yeah.
And you can get discounts on them. And still, the 40% off of the Squeezy Kitten Fur Technology slippers, 50% off the mattress toppers. Just go to mypillow.com/chicks.
I love that idea, though. It's a great idea for a like a college kid. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Right? Because you got to share bathrooms when you're in college.
Oh, my God. Totally. I love that idea. Mm-hmm. Great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. by the way, just quick couple little pieces of gossip. Don Jr. and Kim Guilfoyle apparently engaged. Who knew? And apparently they've been engaged for like a year.
Wedding of the century, Mom.
Maybe like why did they not announce the big engagement before?
Well, there's been a lot going on. I mean, you know,
I guess there has been kind of a lot going on.
Yeah,
okay.
That's kind of been very busy the past year. But I mean, when they do get married, it's going to be over the top because you know how over the top she is.
Oh my God. Although maybe not because this will be her third. So maybe she's like done with that. You know what I mean?
I still feel like there's going to be a white dress and everything. I think she's one of those. I like her. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this in a negative way. I'm saying that she's one of those people. She likes the fuss and she likes the thing. It will be a grand event. It'll probably be a Mar-a-Lago.
It has to be, right? It has to be.
She's marrying a Trump. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, so apparently they got engaged New Year's Eve or New Year's Day of 2021.
Oh, my God.
2021. Wow. And so, and then like this New Year's Eve, there were pictures of the two of them, and she's wearing like an 8-carat ring. And so that's how it sort of came out, I guess. This is according to the Daily Mail. You got to take it with a grain of salt, but that's what they're reporting. So,
okay. All right.
Anyway. Okay. And then the other piece of gossip before we get to the DeSantis videos is that The View is now remote because Whoopi has all the Rona.
But isn't she like quadruple vaccinated?
Oh, she's got all the boosters, all the vaccines, all of it. She's got all of it, but she's got the Rona. And so now everybody's.
I don't understand. How?
That's because you're trying to treat it like it's a vaccine, which it obviously is not.
I don't understand. I don't. Because listen, I saw last night, there were a bunch of videos, flashback videos, where they said all these talking heads on television were like, and Joe Biden himself said, if you get the vaccine, it stops at you.
It's a great mantra. Yeah.
It totally stops. So they all freaking lied to us. So when does it stop with us? When do we stop listening to these jackass? When do we say, when do we actually hold them accountable for the crap that they say to us? When do we do that? Because
when does social media hold them accountable? Because all that stuff is still out there.
Exactly. When does Twitter hold these people accountable? When do they do that? Because they shut people down for saying things that aren't true, right? When did they hold Joe Biden accountable? When did they shut his account down? When did they shut the CDC down? When did they start doing this? Because it's starting to get a really, remember when they said 15 days to flatten the curve? Remember when they lied to us then? Remember?
Good time.
Remember that? Here we are 2 years later, and we're still listening to, it's ridiculous because Fauci has lied over and over and over again, and people still listen to that little troll, you know? When is he going to get fired? I'm so over these people. And then he's tell me I'm supposed to listen to them. I'm supposed to trust the science. This is how I feel about you. Yeah, I'm over it. Over it.
Yeah. Well, the best governor in America responded in a press conference yesterday about, well, first of all, he was screaming at the reason for the press conference is because he's ripping on the Biden administration for not sending monoclonal antibodies, not making those available to the states that need them. And so that was the purpose of the press conference. And then part of that obviously is him taking questions. And he was asked about the fact that AOC spent some time in his lovely state. And here is his response.
Well, I mean, look, I think if I had a dollar for every lockdown politician who decided to escape to Florida over the last 2 years, I'd be a pretty doggone wealthy man. Let me tell you. I mean, Congress people, mayors, governors, I mean, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You're like, and it's like, seriously, when you see that video of her, like living it up and having, you know, she's like drinking the margaritas or the Cosmos, whatever she's drinking, living it up. And then she has the audacity to say, you guys are in love with me.
I know.
It's like, that's her response. That is her response. How can people still support her after that? How can people still look at her and take her seriously? She is a toddler, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, how can you look at her and be like, she is representing other, like she's representing adults?
I know. But there are people who like the absolute sheep that follow her are like, oh, sick burn girl. I mean, they are. Because they think she's amazing. Right? They think she's amazing.
Oh my God. And the inmates are running the asylum, right?
I mean, oh, she's just, totally.
She, oh my God, I can't.
Which reminds me, it's like whoever is responsible for this does not understand what they're doing. So there are apparently efforts in Germany to encourage vaccination. And so as part of the German efforts to do that, there are farmers who participated in a giant sheep display.
Oh, my God.
this is what they thought was going to be helpful, you guys. It's essentially sheep formed in the shape of a syringe to encourage vaccination. And I was like, they used sheep, you guys. What? I mean, do they not know? Do they not know what that means?
Oh my God.
I just died.
Like, did anybody tell them? Like, nobody told them the symbolism of the sheep. Nobody told them.
I mean, what? How did they mess that up?
And then not only that, but this is happening in Germany.
Right?
Anyone? Bueller?
Who's going to tell them?
Who is going to tell them? God. Oh my God. The world has gone mad. Just
totally
mad.
It's just absolutely insane. So, okay, the second DeSantis clip I have is of him responding to all of these ridiculous accusations that were made about him being missing in action. And so he talked about, you know, accompanying his wife on her cancer treatments. So that's what this is about. Take a listen.
I guess I should have been at the beach in Delaware, right? And then they would have been really happy with that. You know, we actually put out the schedule, and I think these people didn't know that. They think because you're not doing a big press conference, you're not doing. So, you know, Friday we were, Kevin, Joe, and I all had discussions about, you know, doing what we're doing. Of course, I was at the, down in Miami later, Thursday in the office working on this and some other stuff. And it's true, Wednesday there was nothing on the calendar. And so I think they're like, oh my God, he's on vacation. And I'm like, you know, and I just looked at my wife. I'm like, you know, going to the hospital with you is not a vacation for you. I know that. And it's not a vacation. I mean, this is something that as a husband, I think that I should be doing. I've accompanied her to all her chemotherapy treatments and she's there for a long time. I mean, you know, I'm there most of the time, but it's a draining thing when she's done with it. You know, it's not something that's great to see. And so I just think a lot of people, particularly people that have gone through breast cancer treatments, the notion that would be considered a vacation, I think is offensive to a lot of those folks. And they understand, you know, what you're doing. At the same time, she's committed to not being in the fetal position the whole time. And, you know, she's not through with it, but she's almost through with it. And I think she's going to end up good on the other end of it. But that's just, you know, the way she is. And so, yeah, I think it was I think it was dumb. There was a foot fault, obviously, on their part. It wasn't effective. And all I can tell you is that, you know, sometimes, you know, we just try to get this stuff done. I mean, I don't care. I mean, we don't do political. We just want to help people with this. But, you know, when you're in a political arena, sometimes you're fortunate in the enemies that you have because, you know, these are folks that are just not shooting straight right now.
God, I love him so much.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. And you can tell that, like, a lot of that stuff, like, when it comes to his wife, he wants to be a little private about that.
Right. You know? And he should be allowed a little leeway.
Right. Right. You could just tell by his mannerisms that he's like, you know what? I just wanted to have this time with my wife. And they aren't even allowing him to do that. And so they sort of forced his hand to come out and say, you know what, you jackholes? I just wanted to spend the day with my wife at chemo. Is that okay with you? You know? And he didn't say that. But, I mean, you could tell in his brain that that's it's just, you know, God bless him. You know, everybody keep praying for her and him too. Because what a horrible thing that is. All right, you guys, bring it in. Yeah. Everybody.